Gentlemen, I hope everyone is doing well. I hope Yiddishkeit is treating you well, and I hope you are treating Yiddishkeit appropriately. What I'd like to do is go over some, we'll continue going weiter in the Gemara, basically. I was telling some of the guys in the Beis Medrash this morning, you know, if we would do every malacha properly, so then what would happen is we'd end up doing three lines of Gemara over here, three lines of Gemara over there, and I think we might not get a Davar Shalom. My preference would be at this point to kind of do malachos as they come up in the Gemara, and hopefully we'll finish till the Mishnah on Ayin Hey Amud Beis in not such long time. And then we will pick up a large topic on Shabbos to conclude the year. I was thinking of possibly doing Simin Shin Chav Ches and Shulchan Aruch, which are like the halachos of a chola or the like. That was the plan. But obviously, anything you say that I said, I will deny. Then you'll have to find where it was on the recording to try to prove it to me. And you know, since there's a lot of shiurim, you might not be able to prove it to me. Okay, let's go, gentlemen. We are learning Shabbos, and on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara is bothered by a kasha. Halosh is like one word in the Mishnah. We spoke about that for a while. Ha'ofa, the next malacha is the malacha of baking. Amarav Papa. Shavak tana didan bishul samamani dehevag mishkan v'nakat ofe. Why did Artana ignore the cooking of the samamanim, the cooking of the dyes, and instead learn ofe, instead say baking, say cooking rather than baking? Cooking is a process with water. Baking is dry heat. How come we speak about ofe rather than bishul? So Gemara answers, Tana didan sidura de pasnokat. Our Tana is giving us the order of pas, the sidura de pas. Now, the simple reading of this Gemara is the Gemara is bothered by Akasha. How come you skip Bishul Samamanim, which was in Mishkan, and instead you say Ofe? Apparently Ofe was not in the Mishkan. That means that we are learning from the construction of the Mishkan rather than what was done in the Mishkan. Kayadua, in the Mishkan, they did activities that involved afia. There's the lechem haponim, right? Midei Shabbat b'Shabbato. You have lechem haponim, you have korban mincha, etc. The lashon ha'gemara that the Tana is skipping Bishul Samamanim, which was in the Mishkan, and instead saying Eifa, which is not in the Mishkan, gives you the impression, and we had a machlokas between Rashi and Reb Haigel and Daftzadi Beis, it gives you the impression, like Rashi says, that we are learning from Asiyas HaMishkan rather than from the Devarim that were not Asu B'Mishkan. That's just a diuk, or half a diuk, or a tenth of a diuk. I don't know what percentage you want to give to it, but it's something.
How did Haigel defend himself?
Again?
How did Haigel defend himself?
So Rav Haigel would probably learn the Gemara, that the Gemara is asking, how come you choose Afia rather than Bishol when Bishol was more prevalent in the Mishkan? You could choose either of them. Why Dafka choose Eifa? Right? In other words, the deal...
Are you trying to work off the Gerson Bava Kama, Chashivalei?
So I'm not talking about the Gerson Bava Kama, but I would say that Rav Haigon perhaps is not learning that the Kasha of our Gemara is because Eifa was not in the Mishkan. Rather, Rav Haigon is learning the Kasha of the Gemara. Why choose Eifa over Bishol when they are both co-equal, Right? I read the Gemara adding a few words, which I think is reasonable, because the Gemara says, how can we say Bishul Samanim, which was in the Mishkan, and we don't say, how can we say Eifeh, right? And we don't say Bishul Samanim, which was in the Mishkan. You get an impression from the stomach of the Gemara that Ofer was not in the Mishkan. However, Rav Haigon would learn the Gemara's kasha is, right, how come you choose Ofer instead of Bishul when they are co-equal, right? Zohocha matchalei. Why don't you, again, I don't know. Is there another girsa in our Gemara? I'm not sure. Okay, so that's Nekuda Rishona in our Gemara. The Gemara answers that Tana didan sidur de pas nagat, which is that the sequence of our Mishnah is based on baking bread. It's based on baking bread, so therefore we talk about Eifeh, which is about baking bread. We also, at one point, I'm still not certain what exactly were these samamunim in the Mishkan. No, did we speak about this? Mm-hmm. Right? In other words, the Torah says that they make the Mishkan t'chelas hargaman t'chelas shani. Right? Those are all dyes that don't require any cooking. No? What exactly are they cooking? I asked this to Rav Schechter. He said, wow, that's really interesting. And he smiled. So I don't know what that means. That could mean that, say, that could mean Schwartz, this is like the dumbest kash I ever heard. Like, you know, go and take a nap. Or it could mean, I don't know what a smile means, but it's probably, again, I'm also not sure, is a smile better than a frown or worse than a frown? I just don't know what to make of these things. Okay, we're doing the best we can. Zuktig Mar Viter. Amar Rav Acha Bar Rav Avira. Hai man de shod de sichter la atuna chayiv mishum mivashel. If you take a sichta, you take a moist peg, and you throw it into the oven, Zotrashi liyav sho sheyiskasha, your intention is to harden the stick. So in that case, if you show the sichta latuna, you chayiv for mevashel. That's cooking. Frek the Gemara pshita. Obviously, it's cooking. Meaning, it's a davar poshut to the Gemara that the malacha of oifeh / mevashel is not limited to food items. It applies to non-food items also. So much so that the Gemara says pshita. What? If the prototype is asiyas samamanim, so right, it's a davar poshut. Good. That we're not talking about only food items. Oh. So the Gemara says, if you throw the peg into the oven, of course you're chayiv for mevashel. Mahu detema l'shruri manaka mechavin kamashal and demir for rafi v'hadikamet. I would have said that your kavona is to just harden the stick, and that apparently is not going to be usur mishum bishul. Kamash Malan, it gets softer and then it gets harder. That's what the Gemara says. Now, I think the easiest way to understand this Gemara is based on the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Tes, where the Rambam defines that there is bishul by solids, by liquids, and by non-food items. And there are three different hagadoras of bishul. Right? We spoke about this last semester. Bishul by a solid is ma'ichol ben shusoy, when it becomes edible. Bishul by a liquid is when it gets to yad soledes. And bishul by a non-food item involves changing it from solid to softer. You right, mirpa kashe, mak sharach, right, stuff like that. You soften something that's hard, you harden something that's soft. So what the Gemara is saying is, Mahu the tema, that your kavana is just l'shrurei mana kemechaven. Your kavana is just to harden something which is already hard. And therefore, there is no iser bishul. Kamash malan, mir barafi vader kamit. First it gets soft, then it hardens, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for bishul. Now it happens that the Lechem Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah, all the Mishnahs, they ask on the Rambam. The Rambam says, if you soften something that's hard or you harden something, so it takes you so long to get them, right? The Rambam says, if you soften something that's hard or you harden something that's soft, that's bishul. I only see from the Gemara that if I take something hard and I make it softer, that's bishul. I don't see that if I take something hard, I don't see if I take something soft and make it harder. That I do not see from the Gemara, and that's already an interesting kasha, right? Although it might depend on how you learn our Gemara. When I throw the stick into the oven, so the Gemara says it gets soft and then it gets hard. So Nishela Tasha Ila, what's my chiyuv? Is my chiyuv for that original getting soft, or is my chiyuv for the end of getting hard? No? And just the getting soft is a stage in the process. Again, it's not abundantly clear. And the Rambam apparently feels that you're both chayiv. You're chayiv from both of them.
You know, from hard to hard, you're not be chayiv.
That's how I understand the Gemara. Exactly. I think the Gemara says, Mahu detema l'shrurei manaka machavein, meaning that when your kavana is to harden something, which is already hard. So I'd have a hava, meaning that I'm not chayiv, to harden the hard. I'm not chayiv. Kamash malan. Kamashman, it gets softer, then harder. But nish elatasha ila, am I chayiv for the softening? Am I chayiv for the hardening? Right? Am I chayiv, right? Which stage in the process? And the Rambam assumes some of the for both. And that's what the Magid Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah are bothered by on that Rambam. So far, so good? Ellie, you seem to be...
I'm looking at the next case in the I'm on
Artach Kufra. The next case in the Gemara is Artach Kufra's Chayiv Mishum Mevasho. If I have tar and I heat it up, right? I don't know if any of you have ever walked outside in the summer and the asphalt sometimes feels liquidy mushy, no?
Like 60 feet.
Huh?
60
your feet.
It sticks to your feet. That's correct.
It's much worse if you're not wearing shoes.
Thank you, Jake, for your tremendous expertise. Some of that Mefarshim on Chumash explained that Shalna Alecha Me'arag Lecha, Rebbein Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sneh, take your shoes off. The pshad is that if you walk outside without shoes, the ground hurts you. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to be the leader of the Yidden. You have to feel their pain. Take your shoes off and walk outside on the gravel without shoes. Then once you experience what the Yidden are going through, then you could be a leader. Right? That's the Yisod. Maybe that's the pshat also why the Kohanim do avod and the Mikdash without shoes. No, it's not just a din in the number of begadim, but the pshat is that if you're an Oved, Hashem, Shluchat Rachmana, so you have to be able to feel the pain. Maybe that's the pshat. I don't know. It's a drasha. Okay, it's certainly good enough for a drasha. Haiman da'artach kufra. Yischayim mishum mevashel. If I take the hard tar and I melt it, I'm
Was that from your Prebbe Shabbos?
Slowly?
Was that from your Prebbe Shabbos?
That was not from my Prebbe Shabbos, but I did say it on a different Shabbos. Actually, the truth is, I heard that from Shai Shechter originally. That shtickle tar about Moshe Rabbeinu, I heard from Shai. The Gemara says, I would think that Yechai Mishum Mevashel. The Gemara says that if I artach kufra, if I take the pitch and I heat it up and it becomes soft, I'm chayiv. I would have thought, since it gets hard later on, I'm not chayiv. Kamash mulon, then I am chayiv. Meaning, in this case, you see that you're chayiv for softening the hard. I would have thought that the ganze geshaft is temporary, right? Because the kufra gets soft and it's going to harden later on. As soon as the sun is not shining, it's going to get hard. Kamash malan, right? I'm still going to be chayiv, even though it's a one-moment stage. It's entirely possible, maybe this is what Ellie was referencing a minute ago, that the case of sifta la'atuna is the case that I go from soft to hard. Mir parafi v'hadar kamet means it's soft for a minute, then it gets hard later on, and it's going to remain hard. So there, in that case, I'm chayav for soft to hard. The case of artach kufra, I'm chayav from hard to soft. But it's possible that that's the yishuv for Maimonides. Jake, how are you?
Good. So just going back to the last thing and also how it relates to here is, did Rebbe look at this Rebbe Yochanan at all, the Kuzi Yerushalmi, that seems to be saying that hope is a tolda, and how that may or may not relate to the issue of non-food?
Yeah, so again,
and how would you be magdir this if it's, like I suppose it's clearly the Shriya Kamakavi.
Again, I don't know what to do with Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe Yochanan has like different hagdoras. He talks about Av Tolda and Tolda the Tolda throughout, right, from the Mishnah going forward. Rabbi Chananel, I think, is using slightly different terminology than the rest of us.
I mean, in terms of what's a Tolda. You're going to know the Yerushalmi then too and say that the Yerushalmi is going with Rabbi Chananel. And the Bavli is completely different than the Arya. You seem to line up most for the most part. And then also, how would you be Magdir? And then,
I mean,
just to ask along the same lines, how would you magdir the if you're saying the shruei kamakavin, the bishul that the repoy that has to happen in order for it to harden? How are you magdir that? Is that a malacha shenet zrika lagufa? Is that a?
It's not clear. I don't think it's a malacha. So I want to talk about what the davar shem is kavin psikreisha. I want to get to that conversation today. I don't think it's malacha shenet zrika lagufa because adarabba, I need it. Right, my intended outcome is to have a hard stick. Right, so in order to get the hard stick, it has to first soften. We'll come back to what I thought you would pick up on in the Rabbi Yochanan now, which maybe we'll discuss tomorrow, is that Rabbi Yochanan throws the malacha of mavir into the miskeret, not just mevashel, which is also really interesting. And let's actually.
Maybe just going back to the Gachala Shomateches.
Yes, it goes back to Gachala Shomateches, the Rambam Perek Yud Beis. But I want to have that conversation tomorrow, Yirtzeh Hashem. Okay, now Tosfos over here is bothered by Yestira. The simple reading of our Gemara is that mahu detema l'shurei monika machavein, I'd have a hava mina that your kavana is to harden it. Kamashmon, that your kavana is not to harden it. That's the simple meaning of our Gemara. However, Tosis says that that can't be. Because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, in the sugya of Bishulei Nochrim, the Gemara tells me that Bishulei Nochrim requires kavana. So if a guy cooks, singes the ear of an animal, right? I think the animal, the ears cook very fast, no? Okay? I think the ears of animals cook very fast. If the guy singes the ear of the animal, you're allowed to eat the rest of it. Why? Because it's not kavona lavashon to violate Bishul Nochrim. Remember, Bishul Nochrim is a gezeira derabbanan. The Chazal are worried that it might lead to intermarriage. So the goy has to have kavona for the bishul. Zot the Gemara, because you need kavona for the bishul. So if the guy throws a stick into the oven and the Jew has some sort of gourd in the oven already, so you would think that when the guy throws the stick into the oven and ignites the fire, you would think that that is a case of the guy having kavana levashel, because the guy perhaps has kavana to cook the stick. Kamash Malon, that the guy does not have kavana to cook the stick. And therefore, there's no din of Bishul Akum, because Bishul Akum requires kavana. Adkan the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos is bothered that there is a stira in Gemaras, because our Gemara seems to be saying that the Kamash Malon is that it is not the Shurei Mana. Kamash Malon, that your Kavanah is for Bishul. And that Gemara in Avodah Zarah sounds fakert. That Gemara in Avodah Zarah sounds that the Maskana is that it is the Shurei Mana. The Maskana is that it is to harden the Keli, and therefore it's not Bishul. So Frek Tosfos HaShaila, what is the pshat? How do we resolve the stira in Gemaras? That's Tosfos' kasha. There are various and sundry answers to this question. The first answer that I'd like to focus on is the one that gets the least press time, and that is Rashi in Avodah Zarah. Zokt Rashi in Avodah Zarah. Kamash Malon, Mahu de Tema, Hai Oivet Koychovin, the Bishule la Hai Sichta Ichabin, Vahala Shame Bishul Hisiko. I would have thought that the Goy's Kavona is for Bishul. Kamash Malon Zakdrashi, Ain Bishul Bekalem. Ain Bishul Bekalem. What does that mean? Right, we just saw our Gemara in Shabbos tells me yesh bishul b'kelam. Now that there is bishul non-food items, vos meant Rashi when he tells me in Avodah Zarah Lamed Ches the kamash malon of the Gemara is that ain bishul b'kelam. So haner lofi in this day to shabshatu kacha b'Shabbos yesh avot v'yesh toldot. We learn from Psukim, a memtes. There are avos and toldos. By Sha'ar Dine HaTorah, is there toldos? By Shabbos, there's toldos. By Shavuos, there's toldos. But the toldos by Shavuos that the Gemara has at the beginning of Mayit Katan is a totally different type of tolda, no? Tolda by Shavuos is just the stuff, those actions which are not found in the Pasuk. Sadcha lo tizra, karmecha lo tizmar. Right, those are the avos. Zriya, zmira, ktira, betzira. By Shavuos. Avos, by Shavuos, are the stuff that's in the Torah. The toldos is stuff that is not in the Torah. By Shabbos, I don't have all the actions in the Torah. Nonetheless, the Gemara learns from Psukim that there are avos and toldos. The Shita Mekumpetzes, at the beginning of Bava Kama, quotes a Mahari Katz, that it's entirely possible that the Musag of Toldot is Nitztam Tzim to Hilchos Shabbos. Toldos is learned from Gzeres HaKosef. On Shabbos, Mirha Toldos. Aber Bein Bishul Akim, we don't have Toldos. And it could be what I am arguing is Azoy. I am arguing that Bishul by Kalem is not the Av Melacha of Bishul. It's a Tolda. I didn't look in the Rambam. How's the Rambam say it? In Paraktes, how's the Rambam say it?
Maybe, how are you defining Kalem here? Are you using it to mean every non-food item?
Yes.
I mean, is that at all possible? Some monomary food item. And that's the source of Bishul Samonim, the Havi Mishkan.
So that's what we spoke about a few minutes ago, and Ochanami. So I would say that Samonim are like Eichon in that you eat the item itself is consumed. After you cook it, you use it up. As opposed to a twig, right, which when I cook it, it's a twig afterwards. It's not 100% clear in the Rambam if cooking non-food items is an av malacha. In Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, I don't see it abundantly clear that it is an av malacha or not. I don't see it.
So how are you going to keli for this?
So I would say that a keli means something that I cook in order to use the chefza rather than in order to use it up. When I make some imonim, I'm cooking it in order to use it up. No? I'm not sure. But I would argue, perhaps, that this Rashi in Avodah Zarah, who is teaching me that Ein Bishul B'Kelim, I think that's clear that that's a din only by Bishul Akum. By Bishul B'Shabbos, it is clear that there is Bishul B'Kelim, and that L'cha'ora is the Yishuv to the steer in the Sugyas. Tosis asks, our Gemara says, Mahu the Tame L'Shurei Mana? And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Kamash Mulan L'Shurei Mana? Yeah, but in Avodah Zarah, what it means, Kamash L'Shurei Mana, and therefore, your kavana is to cook a twig, and that's not Bishul, because it ain't Bishul but Kalim. That's what Rashi says. I think Rashi is answering the Stira from the Gemara. Let's look at the other Rishonim. How does Tosis answer this kasha? The Tosis by us, Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. What does Tosis answer? Tosis says, you read the Gemara wrong. When our Gemara says, Mahu detema l'shurei mana, it doesn't mean that l'shurei mana is only a hava mina, but in the maskana, it's not l'shurei mana. Zok Toisvis, Kamash Mulan, that even though it's L'Shurei Mana, but there still is Bishul. Still, it's Mir Peref of Ahadar Kavit. Even though it's L'Shurei Mana, even though your Kavan is to harden the stick, nonetheless, Mir Peref of Ahadar Kavit. That means L'Cha'ora, and Taisus in Avodah Zarah has a slightly, I'd say, more expressive language. More expressive expression. Tosa says that there is Bishul Garua when it gets softer. It's Shvacher Bishul. It's Bishul Garua. By Shabbos, I have a higher yardstick. By Shabbos, I'm going to be Chayiv even on Bishul Garua. By Avodah Zarah, meaning Bishul Akum, the only thing that is called kavana l'bishul is kavana for the real mekoy of bishul. Kavana for bishul to the nth degree. So I would maintain that what our Tosis over here means is that the person throws the twig into the fire, but etzem, he has two kavanas. Kavana 1, to harden the stick. Kavana 2, to soften it. For Hilchos Shabbos, I am nervous about the Bishul Garua. I'm nervous about the Shvacha Kavana. The Kavana, even to soften it. Because Shabbos is a much more weighty thing. But by Bishul Akum, I'm not concerned with the Bishul Garua. This is my way of understanding the Tosis. Again, I'm understanding Tosis by us is fundamentally saying the same as the Tosis in Avodah Zarah, which is an assumption. But okay, that's what I would maintain. I'm just looking quickly in the what?
Can we go over again quickly with the case in Avodah Zarah?
Okay, the case in Avodah Zarah is like this. The Gemara says, if a Jew has a gourd that's in the oven, and the guy throws a twig into the oven, the Jew had a gourd hiding in the oven, it's mutter, pshita, mahu the temel of shulim on the kamachavin, I'd have a havamin that the guy had kavon al abishol. And if the goy had kavon al bishul, therefore bishul akum would apply on the gourd. Levasha what? Kamash malon l'shurei mana kamachavin.
Levasha what?
Levasha the twig. The goy does not know I have the gourd in the oven because it's kavar bo Yisrael kara.
Right.
The Jew buries the gourd. The goy does not know that it's there, but nonetheless, if the goy has kavana for any bishul at all, there would be an iser of bishul akum. Kamash malon zakti gemar l'shrure mana kamechavein, that the goy's kavana is l'shrure mana, which means not kavana l'bishul.
Maybe I'm getting something completely wrong. The way I understood the Tosos, and you didn't seem to work something tomorrow, was that what Tosos here is just dealing with the fact that we're going to say on a technical level that Lashudruy Manakama Khabin, and that in Avodah Zarah, what's going on is if the guy you want to be bashful the twig will say agavek grara, will say that he's going to be over on visual outcome on the food as well. But if he doesn't even want to cook the twig, what he wants to do the twig is a shrure mana, then he won't be mechayev on visual.
Okay. In other words, so acharei kichlos hakol though, how come by Shabbos I'm assuming that it is kavanah l'bishul or it is bishul on Shabbos, but by bishul akum I'm assuming that it's not bishul. By bishul akum the maskana is l'shurei mana, which means it's not bishul. Right? How come? Right? The Gemara seem to contradict.
Because by bishul akum, all I care about is kavana. Over here, even something that's I'm still going to be over in this, or even if I'm not like a davar shemis kavim segreisha or something like
so
that. And that's
so
what
I would maintain that what you're saying is correct for a number of rishonim, but not for Tosfos.
Because the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah.
Because I'm putting our Tosfos. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, for sure, it's not true. And even in our Tosfos, I don't see words like sikresha anywhere.
I mean, he says the Ingo Visual Cloud, Kamacho and the Nilish, Shrure Mana Kavakavin, despite the fact that his Kavan is the Shrure Mana.
Even though his Kavan is a Shrure Mana, yeah.
Kamakavin, Bishop Miho Yeshbo, the Rabbi, it's going,
I'm reading the Tosfos that you have dual Kavana, Sai Kavana for hardening the twig, Sai Kavana for Bishol.
First of all, double Kavana doesn't necessarily get you out of all the problems. Second of all, I don't see double Kavana. Yes, I have Kavana for A, but despite that fact, B also occurs.
Meaning, maybe, right? Or, I have more than a maybe. And the Lashon, okay, I'll say it like this. The Lashon of the Tosis Harosh is Kamash Mulan de Ikonami Bishol de Mir Perufa Vahadar Kamet Ulaze, whom is having Mikomakom Kavan de Ikar Kavanusul Shurimana, Ein Boze Mishum Bishol Akum.
Exactly what I was saying.
No, very different from what you're saying. Right? You're saying that your Kavona is not for that Mir Perufa stage. But I'm going to be chayiv because it's inevitable. Tosfos is saying, the Tosfos HaRosh is saying it, and the Tosfos Avodah Zarah is saying it, that I have kavona for that intermediate stage, but by Bishul Akum, that kavona for the intermediate stage don't matter. Because Bishul Akum, I care about my Ikar kavona.
So use that the same way. Rebbe was saying that the problem was because it's Bishul Garura. That's what I'm disagreeing.
So again, Bishul Garura means it is Bishul. I have Kavanah for Bishul, but Shvach Bishul. And for Bishul Akum purposes, I don't care about the Shvach Bishul. But for Shabbos purposes, I do.
But I don't see the word Bishul Garura anywhere in Tosfos HaRosh.
I have Bishul Garura in Tosfos HaRosh.
But I'm saying
the words Garura isn't what's key. What's key is that both Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, the Tosfos HaRosh, and presumably our Tosfos, are saying that you have double Kavana.
They say you have Ikar Kavana for one of them.
Ikar Kavana means it's the main thing. A verse is done under a Kavana Eichet.
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit to you too.
I don't speak Yiddish.
Ach, wie der Say.
I can't speak any Yiddish without me.
Duolingo. Try it. But here's the thing. Am I, again, are you asking me, am I 1,000,000% sure this is Pshat and Taisus? No. Do I have the other versions of Taisus saying this, meaning saying that there is a double kavana? Absolutely. The other versions of Taisus are saying that I have a double kavana. Ikonami bisho demir perufi v'hadr kamet v'lozeh. Who miscavain? My kavona is for softening it, but by Bishop Akum, I only follow the Ikar kavona. Why would this be true? So I'll tell you why. The reason why Bishop Akum, I only follow the Ikar kavona, is azoy. We have to remember, Bishop Akum is a concern that my next-door neighbor, Slobodan, is going to come. And Slobodan is going to say, Schwartz, come over. I made some food for you. Yummy, delicious food. Mamish, it has the hashkoch of the badats on the chicken, gavaldiki. Slobodan cooked a chicken for me. I'm going to come to eat Slobodan's chicken. I'm going to see Slobodan has a pretty daughter. I'll marry her. Right? That's this is Bishop Akum. Meaning, the Iser Bishol Akum is v'kar v'alucha v'chalter mizivchay. The Gemara one place assumes that that's the makar. The idea is that the goy is trying to create some sort of hiskarvus. The goy wants to establish a relationship with me so that I will marry the goyish atachter. Right? I'm going to marry the goy's daughter. If that's the case, so my focus by Bishol Akum is on the ikar kavana. Right, what's your intention? Right, am I nervous about Bishop Akum when Slobodan says, "Achveis, I had kavana for Bishop Kel Achar Yad, a teeny bit of the Mipur Rafi, Hadar Kamet." Right, there's no Bishop Akum over there, because the din of Bishop Akum is that the kavana of the goy, right, is to create some sort of hiskarvos. And that's why there's an Isser. It's clear from the Tosas HaRosh that you have both Kavanas, Jake. 100% clear. The word is that by Bishop Akum, I only care about your Ikar Kavana. By Shabbos, either because of the Chomer HaInyan or because of the way I'm explaining the Svara now, that the issue by Bishop Akum is based on the Hiskarvus, but be it as it may, by Shabbos, I care about even the ancillary, secondary kavana. By Bishop Akum, I only care about primary kavana. Kach katuv b'toisvus.
Ani model is that. But ani chosheiv she, whenever there's a secondary kavana in Hilchos Shabbos, it would be magdir as something like a Moloshin spoof, but Dabashin Oskavi.
Now, I am. I know that there are Rishonim who use those words. The Ran in Avodah Zarah uses those words of Psikresha. The Ramban uses the words of Psikresha. These words are found in many Rishonim. I am not convinced that Tosfos is speaking about Psikresha, because it seems to me that dual kavana and psik resha are different. Psik resha means I do action A. Because of action A, action B inevitably occurs. But I do not intend on action B klav ikar. It's just that action B always comes with action A. Dual kavana is a different thing. You ask me, hey, Schwartz, what are you doing? So I say, I'm throwing a twig into the fire. And why are you doing that? Right? You ask me why. I'll say, I want to harden the twig. And you throw the twig into the fire. Do you have any other thing in mind? I'm like, yes, to harden the twig, I know that I am going to cook the water out. I know exactly what I'm doing, and my kavana is for both. Dual kavana is different than psik resha, in that psik resha, you ask me what I'm doing, I'm only speaking about the end result. The stage along the line doesn't matter. Dual kavana is that it's not like a stage along the line. There are shnei maslulim. What am I doing? I'm doing two things.
You're using dual kavana to mean two different things, ironically. You're using dual kavana in the way that we had it previously with Rashi, where two different things are happening. But over here, it's a little bit of a different dual kavana, because it's not that two things are happening simultaneously that both have different results. One thing happens after the other in a continuous process. It's very different than the way we've used the word tool.
Right, correct. This is not the same as the Rosh. Right. If you let me speak Yiddish and then have a richer vocabulary, I could explain this far better. But you know, you tell me I have to give shir in English. Hey, what can I do? You know, for 1,000 years, Jews were saying shir in Yiddish and they could express themselves.
Only 1,000? Goes back to Har Sinai, no?
Yeah, so that's a big shaitel. The historians only have evidence for Yiddish for 1,000 years. There's a book by Shikol Fishman, by the professor of Yiddish in JTS, called The Tyson T.R. Yiddish. That means 1,000 years of Yiddish, for those of you who don't speak the language. We know that Torah was given in Yiddish. That's pashut. The only thing is the historians haven't proven it. We have evidence, historical evidence, for our ties into your Yiddish. Okay, Nady, does that address your issue?
Abyssal.
Good. Okay. Well said. Now, many Rishonim say the idea that you're presenting, which is that your kavana is not at all to soften the twig. Your kavana is not at all to cook the water out of the twig, let's say. Your kavana is only to harden the twig. But there's a psik resha in the sense of along the line it will inevitably happen, and therefore it's classical psik resha. If that pshat is correct, so it comes along the Eglei Tal, and the Eglei Tal in Simen Tes Os Dalet, the Eglei Tal says, oh, now I know the pshat in our sugya. There's a machlokas Magen Avraham and Trumas Hadeshen in Simen Shin Yud Dalet Seif Katan Hey. The din that psik resha is osir, is that only by Isurim de Oraisa, or is that also by Isurim de Rabbanan? What about psik resha and the Rabbanan? Machlokas Magen Avraham and Trumas Hadeshen. Says the Eglei Tal, the distinction between Bishul Akum and Shabbos is that Bishul Akum is a din d'oraisa, Bishul Akum is a din d'rabbanan, Shabbos is a din d'oraisa. And there's no psik resha on d'rabbanans. That's what the Eglei Tal says. It's not a bad idea. It's well known among Rishonim. Tosis and Psachim on Chafei has this. And we pointed out Magen Avraham and Trumas Hadeshen. And again, we could pile on Mar Makomis about there not being psik resha on Drabonins. But it's entirely possible that that is the pshat in our sugya. That there is no psik resha by Bishul Akum. It's also possible, though, that you don't have to be so razzle-dazzle. And you don't have to say, like the Eglei Tal, that by all dinim d'rabbanan there's no psik resha. We could say that particularly by this din d'rabbanan on Bishul Akum, where the whole issue is that Slobodan wants me to marry his daughter, so there, kavana matters much more. And there, psik resha doesn't matter. Right? I don't think you have to go to the extreme that the Eglei Tal is going to. I don't think you have to say that there is no such thing as psik resha on on Derabbanan. So I don't think you have to say it like that. Yeah.
Yeah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah of the setting the field on fire.
So I'm sorry, didn't hear?
That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah about setting the field on fire.
The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that if a person lights a fire in the swamp and he ends up cooking the grasshoppers that are flying around in the swamp, there's no din of Bishul Akum. Again, because there's zero kavana for Bishul, that's right. It's not based on sick ratios on the Rabbana. It's based on Bar Yisod, that Bishul Akum requires kavana.
Right. I'm saying that Gemara implies that it's more of a local din.
Correct. I mean, I'm much happier saying that it's a local din. It's all that Gemara, by the way, is the Gemara right before this Gemara. It's all there in Lamed Ches and Avodah Zarah. It's Mamesh, right, one after the other. I'm much happier saying it this way rather than getting into the Eglei Tal and his take on secretions by Drabonans, especially because the consensus view among Poskim is that there is Psik Resha on the Rabbanans also. The view but that Psik Resha on...
With, put together with the Rambam, that Suffolk Daraisa is only Midi Rabbanan, you have Psik Resha on a Suffolk Daraisa.
But what's the Suffolk?
Saying in general, if you have a Suffolk Daraisa...
Right, but again, I'll agree with all of
only
that. But what's the Suffolk?
The Rabbanan is okay.
I'm not following.
I'm saying if you take this, that the secretion of the Rabbanan is okay, right? And you put it together with the Rambam that the Suffolk Daraisa is only Hasami Daraisa, the Rabbanan, then right, it comes out to the secretion in the Suffolk Daraisa.
So any secretion of the Suffolk Daraisa is Mutter. I mean, that, again, but like, yeah, I don't really feel like that Rambam. I mean, again, you see, now we're getting into a difficult issue because we're kind of on the borderline between serious Torah, how we paskin the halacha, and the fun. And this borderline might be where we're different right now, Nady. No, you're, I think, fun, and I'm kind of saying, oh no, serious. It's mamashaik, the opposite of what usually is. Usually I'm the latest. Right? Okay, say that. Now, what our Gemara is basically saying, you know, Rabbi Willig, let's talk about Rabbi Willig. Rabbi Willig in his Sefer, the Am Mordechai, page 175. Rabbi Willig discusses the following case. Amir al Nachri by a Psik Resha, many poskim are Mako on in Gansen. So I can tell the goy, open my refrigerator on Shabbos, even though I know that there's a light bulb on in the refrigerator, because the Issa of Amir al-Nochri is on the specific Maisa that you're going to do. Any action that's carried with it is not Asar on Shabbos. No? So I could tell goy, Slobodan, right? Slobodan is very useful today. Slobodan, come open my refrigerator. I know that there's going to be a light that goes on, but Slobodan doesn't know that, right? Or Slobodan isn't focused on it. Or Slobodan's mice is a mice of opening the refrigerator, not a mice of halakas and there. Even though it's going to happen inevitably, there's no psik resha on, by Amir al-Nafi, there's no psik resha. Can I ask a guy to turn on fluorescent lights for me on Shabbos b'makom mitzvah? Now, a fluorescent light, the lights we have over here are LED lights.
Was Rebbe's refrigerator example assuming that the light in the fridge is incandescent?
The light in the fridge, I'm assuming, is an incandescent bulb, which they are very often. So it's a direct, so, yeah.
It seems like a bad idea.
What?
I would assume the light in the fridges are specifically not incandescent, so they don't give off heat.
I think they actually do. If I touch the light bulb in the fridge, it'll burn your hands.
Seems pretty counterproductive.
Fridges are incandescent.
Yeah, I think the reason why they do that is because they want the cheapest light bulb possible.
I hear. I mean, it makes your fridge work worse, but okay.
I'm pretty sure. Again, try it. Go to your refrigerator and right. It's not on for that one, but I think the light bulb in refrigerators are incandescent. But be it as it may, a fluorescent bulb operates that there's a tube of gas that is lit up. It's ignited, and therefore you see the gas that is lit up. In order to ignite the gas, you need a spark. There's now, my friend Josh Fluke tells me this is no longer the case by all fluorescent bulbs. This is like old technology. I'm not exactly sure how the new fluorescents work. I assume it has something to do with like mRNA or whatever, but but the fluorescent bulbs used to operate with a starter, which means that a spark would shoot out and that would ignite the gas, or that would do magic so that the gas now begins to shine. So Rabbi Willig in his Sefer addresses, can you ask a goy to turn on the fluorescent bulb for you? Is that asking the goy to do a psik resha of havaras eish? Because you're asking the guy to do something which, when it's burning, is clearly drabonon, the ash is gone, right? Or do I say no? Right? It's not a psik resha. Maybe it is the actual havaras ash.
Rabbi, does it matter if the guy is an electrician or not?
Again?
Does it matter if the guy is an electrician? Heiner, if he knows how it works.
Yeah, so that's an interesting point. Right.
He has to hunt for that. But most people don't know how it works.
Yes, that's a really good point. In other words, what you're saying, I think, is that even if it's true that for the fluorescent bulb to ignite, you need the starter, but most people don't know about that. Right? That's your suggestion. And I think that's probably true. But let's say I have an electrician. Let's say Slobodan just passed his course, right? Then the Yachshe came. But is it a psik resha or is it a double kavana? If it's a double kavana, the way I was learning the Tosfos, so then since we're talking about Hocha Shabbos, it's going to be usher to ask the guy to do the to turn on the light. But if it is a psik resha, like the Ran and the Ramban use those words, so then it's going to be mutter because Amir Lanachri does not apply by psik reishas. That's what Rabbi Willig says. I'm not crazy about Rabbi Willig's presentation because he says it's machlokas ritva and ramban. I think if you read the ritva writes for king kasav mori, which is the ramban. So the ritva thinks he's saying the same thing as the ramban, even though the ritva doesn't use the words psik reisha. I think on the fundamental level, he's saying the same thing as his Rebbe. He tells you saying the same thing as his Rebbe. But I do think that, at least from the Tosis in Avodah Zarah, Tosis Harosh over here, and I'll use the word maybe Tosis here as well, that we're dealing with an idea of double kavana rather than an idea of sekresha. So there might be an afgamina in the case of a goy, assuming that sekresha is mutter by Amir Lanachri.
This is a lot to do, because this case also makes like, several assumptions about electricity on Shabbos. This is like a pretty far-fetched nafgamina, huh?
Yes. I mean, again, but I think these assumptions are the assumptions of mainstream poskim. I think mainstream poskim assume fluorescent lights are drabanon. However, if there is a starter...
But you have to hold their bona de rabanon in a specific way because the starter is temporary and... By the way, the starter being temporary isn't...
So being temporary doesn't... I don't like the start of temporary. You're not bringing your raya. If I light a match on Shabbos, did I do Havara Min HaTorah? Absolutely. It's temporary. How long is a match going to burn?
But you didn't do 35
seconds?
Bona. That's why Havara. That's why it's only there. On
I'm not talking about Bona. Bona is not part of my vocabulary now. I'm talking about...
Doesn't a Willis think it's Bona?
Okay, I mean, it's not Havara Min HaTorah. It's some Isser Drabonim. Bona, Makeh B'Patish, Elmer, whatever you want to call it. It's some Isser Drabonim to have a fluorescent light on. But Nishamat HaSheilah, shouldn't there be an Issa de Oraisa because of the starter? Right? Because of that spark.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer, Rabbi Willig says, is yeah, there is, but it's a Psik Resha. And I don't care about Psik Reshas, right? Or by Amir Lanachri. I don't care about Psik Reshas by Amir Lanachri. That's where Rabbi Willig says it. If you hold of dual Kavana, so then it's not a Psik Resha. And then, okay, gentlemen, these are some of our highlights for today. Amir Hashem, I want to try to finish this sugya tomorrow. And if guys have suggestions for a Hashkafa topic for Thursday, I will probably reject anything you suggest, but present it anyway.
I still like the idea of Hashkafa should die now.